Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, live from the DNC here in Philly. Oh, my God. I'm going to be the last person in here. Okay. It has been a historic week. And speaking of history and feminist icons, my good friend and feminist superhero and attorney, Gloria Allred, joins me on the line. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Stephanie. What a week it's been. We've made history. Now we have to take it to the next level, as we've always been saying. You know, woman's place is in the House, the White House. And I'm just so moved by this historic nomination that, I mean, and Hillary Clinton just made us proud last night. What a fabulous convention. What a very persuasive argument that she presented, that the other speakers presented. And I think really now we are united. Of course, there are some Bernie Sanders supporters who are feeling pain and grief and despair and all of that that I felt when I was a Hillary delegate to the convention in 2008. Obama won, but that healed very quickly because I realized what was at stake, and Obama was a terrific candidate. We got behind him. And we made history there at that time in 2008, winning his election. And now we need to go the next route, the next chapter, and win for Hillary.
Yeah. Oh, happy herstory. I mean, it was I was in the hall last night. I have to imagine all after your lifetime of work at being really a feminist sort of superhero. What were you feeling? What were your emotions? What were your highlights from last night?
Well, Stephanie, you know, as you know, we're the leading women's rights law firm in the United States. I've been fighting this battle along with my partners and associates for 40 years. And finally, to come home to Philadelphia, where I was born and where I grew up, in the city of brotherly love, now the city of sisterly love, to, you know, to finally hear the words, "I accept your nomination," by a superhero, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Was incredible. I wore a little necklace with a photo of Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton marching, fighting in their battle to win the right to vote for women, and the sign that they were holding said "Votes for Women." So we had to fight from 1848 to 1920 to win the right to vote for women, the passage of the 19th Amendment, suffrage, to the United States Constitution. No one gave us, as women, the right to vote. We had to fight to win it. In the same way, it's been a battle for to have women participate in the political process and to have them treated with dignity, respect, and understand their leadership potential and their leadership record. So no one has endured decades of attack that Hillary Rodham Clinton has endured, but the fighter that she is, she has never given up. She has always fought back, and she has always come back. And that alone, her strength, her courage, it's been an inspiration to all of us. So, yes, it is a moment in her history because, and someone said, oh, she took the nomination. She didn't take it. She won it. And she did it the hard way. I mean, hundreds of thousands of miles, not only, you know, within this country, but, you know, as Secretary of State going to other countries, this, you know, politics is a blood sport, as you know, Stephanie, because you're involved in it. And it is a blood sport. But she has been the fighter that has inspired women, domestic violence victims, you know, rape victims, others, everybody. And now we need to say, I'm with her because she's with us.
And can I tell you, not just because you're my friend and my hero, but wow, looking at our California girls, our California delegation, there's you and Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer and just so many of my heroes, you know, standing for, you know, just this incredible woman that we learned about this week.
Yes, and I'm glad that you said that we learned about this week, because she has been the victim, Hillary has, of so many negative narratives over the years. In other words, the opposition has tried to define her and has defined her to some people in a very negative way, such that, you know, if for people who know Hillary Rodham Clinton, they can hardly recognize her because she's not that person. So through this Democratic convention, You know, we have been able to see, you know, through her daughter, through her friends, through others who have worked with her, through the generals, through, you know, through victims whom she has comforted, through some, you know, through people that she has worked hard for children to change the laws, to protect their rights. And she's been successful in doing it. So as a senator from New York and as an activist, as an attorney for children, long before she ever ran for office, this is the person that she is. This is the person that we are voting for. And this is the person that we are going to be proud to put in the White House.
And some of the iconic moments we've forgotten, we were reminded of, and how ahead of their time they were in Beijing, right? That women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. And
well,
people
exactly,
forget how revolutionary that was, right?
Exactly. And I'm so proud of her for standing up for women. You know, this convention made no apologies about the fact that we do care about women's rights. Let's talk about Roe v. Wade for a minute, because Mike Pence, the vice presidential pick of Donald Trump, if God forbid, you know, Donald Trump would be elected president, which we cannot allow to happen. You know, Mike Pence would be vice president. And he just said that he wants to relegate and that if the Roe v. Wade to the ash heap of history, and that is what is going to happen if Donald Trump is elected president. In other words, that Donald Trump would then have the opportunity to nominate justices to the United States Supreme Court who would be anti-choice and who would overturn Roe v. Wade if they are confirmed as justices. This is,
Dean, that someone that is using language that women should be punished, it is almost beyond comprehension.
Well, yes. And Stephanie, I am a person who had an abortion before Roe v. Wade, before the United States Supreme Court in 1973 found that women have a constitutional right to have abortion. So I had to have a back alley abortion. I almost died. I hemorrhaged. I had to be taken to the hospital. I had 106 degree fever. I had to be packed in ice from that back alley abortionist. There is no way that we are going to allow the Roe v. Wade and the right to choose abortion to be overturned by Donald Trump's nominees to the United States Supreme Court. We know that Hillary Rodham Clinton will appoint or will nominate justices who will uphold the Constitution, who will uphold Roe v. Wade. We're never going to allow our daughters to be victimized the way and to have their life put at risk by back alley abortionists again. And that's why this election is so important. That is why we cannot risk the temperament and the policies and the extremist vision of Donald Trump. We have to go out and fight to win this election for Hillary Rodham Clinton and for ourselves.
Gloria, I got to talk to so many amazing women this week. Wendy Davis, of course, Cecile Richards, I got to chat with. I loved her line about, speaking of other feminist heroes, that her mom would be saying, "What took you all so long?" It's just been, you know, such an emotional, historic week. And I've talked about what happened this week and with you all week. And I just have to tell you, I apologize if I start crying, but... So, Sexy Liberal, Philadelphia was Sunday. You were kind enough. Again, here we are in the city of sisterly affection, right? And you are such you walk the talk of the sisterhood. Can I just say that? You agreed to be my celebrity guest on panel at Sexy Liberal Philadelphia. We all know what happened, I guess, at this point. I fell into the orchestra pit 8 feet. I thought I had broken my neck. You came in the ambulance with me to the hospital. And I know people had to do their ambulance chaser jokes, but I was like, she gets in. That's the difference with Gloria Allred. And go to the ER, as I said, boy, you get stuff done fast when Gloria Allred shows up with you. But I've said this many times, Gloria, you didn't just do that. You, you know, you dried my tears and you kissed my forehead and you told me funny stories. And I love you. I mean, you've always been my hero and I can't really thank you enough.
Oh, you are so dear. Well, you know, I love you. I love everything that you have done in terms of inspiring women. You were so brave that night. That was so scary. I saw you fall. I was horrified. The audience stood up. I stood up. What happened? I didn't know. I couldn't even see, because people were standing up, whether they were took you out of the pit. Were you there, still there, or what? I came back. I jumped in just because I feel very protective towards you. I just wanted to be there for you. I wanted to hold your hand. I wanted to wipe your tears. I wanted you to know that we love you so much. We support you so much, and that you're not going, that you weren't going to be alone going through this. You were so brave in that room. We didn't know if your neck was broken, your back was broken, what happened. It was a serious, serious fall. You were just trying to be so brave, but you know what? You're human. We're all human. I would have been so scared under those circumstances. We wanted you to know.
I don't want to make this about me. I want to make it. It's interesting how they, use this term. You know, you got to see who Hillary really was and humanized her. I just want people to know who Gloria Allred really is. If you just see this amazing attorney on TV, that's who Gloria Allred really is. But, I'm literally in a neck brace going into a CAT scan and an X-ray, and you're holding my hand, and you stayed there with me. And I just love you, and I think it's just the whole story of this convention and where we are right now. And I just love you, and I really wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. And let me just say, even though you don't want to make it about you, I'm going to say this anyway. You are a feminist icon among all of the feminist icons. And, the insight, the humor, and all of that, behind that is a real person who cares about other people and cares about our country. And that's why you're at the Democratic Convention, and that's why you have the message that you do. And so we just love you, and I know that a lot of your fans could not be there that night because they're all over the country, if not all over the world. So I just wanted you to know that I'm among your number one fans. And I was there for them, and I wanted to be there for you, and I will always be there for you, because you're just a very special person. We love you. So thank you so much.
And I know it would have helped our case if Bill Cosby had roofied me and groped me in the ambulance, but I still think our case is looking pretty good, don't you? No glow tape, no monitors, no cover over the orchestra pit.
She is back, and she's rocking the house once again.
All right, there she goes. 46 minutes after the hour. Oh, well, now as if I'm going to be able to do the last segment. Okay.